We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I do have high expectations, but there will be no playoff mandate. Absolutely not. I'll never do that.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan and a very good Tuesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here, of course, the 1 o'clock CMB will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. That, of course, the words from yesterday's introductory press conference for Adam Gase as the 17th head coach of the New York Jets. That was their owner, Christopher Johnson. And, you know, while everybody, bro, is going nuts about Adam Gase and his Betty Davis eyes, as basically Al Dukes was singing, and very nicely so. Good job there by Al. Everybody's doing that. I'm concentrating on the owner. Because, to me, the biggest problem this franchise has had forever is the owners. I mean, Johnson and Hess before him for the last 50 years. Can I see this owner? I mean, can I see this guy come out and say, hey, we're sick and tired of losing here. We haven't been to the playoffs in 8 years. We haven't won a Super Bowl in 50. I want to see this team win a Super Bowl in the next 4 years. Not that we have high expectations and I have no playoff mandate. I don't want to hear that nonsense. So what does that mean? So if they go 7-9 next year, Christopher Johnson would be happy? Oh, we showed improvement. We won three more games. Really? Can I hear my owner, okay? Can I hear him use the word Super Bowl? I want a Super Bowl now. How about that? Can I hear that, bro? Am I asking too much for that?
I don't know if you're asking too much. I just think it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But it's the attitude because I think
he did say he wants to win a Super Bowl before Woody comes back.
He wants to win a Super Bowl. That, you know, again, I go back to that word, what we want to win.
What do you want him to do, guarantee one?
No, I don't want that. But look, we demanded. We were not going to settle for anything less than that. I want to hear that.
He did make it clear, unlike the Todd Bowles era, the bar is high. They got to win. He has high expectations. A playoff mandate would be foolish in that. Let's say they went 10-6 or 11-5 and flukily missed the playoffs. Okay. They're not getting rid of Adam Gase.
I understand that.
So what would be the point of a playoff mandate?
But even if they made the playoffs, we've seen this act before. Let's not, I mean, you know that as well as anybody.
Of course I know that. It's not just about this one year.
And I expect them to have a winning year next year. And what does that mean in the grand scheme of things? We've seen it over and over.
So then what do you want?
And the coach has gone for you.
But then what specifically do you want?
I want to hear the word Super Bowl. I want a Super Bowl championship in the next 4 years. That's what I want to hear.
He essentially said that, though.
But he didn't say
it. He said the expectations are high. I want to win a Super Bowl before my brother does. Okay. I heard him say that.
Okay, great.
Look, he tries to be smart, and he does the vocal fry thing where you try to sound smarter than you are. He goes like, I think we're looking for a coach that wants a quarterback. And I'm not telling you I have any faith in Christopher Johnson.
No, I have none.
I don't have faith in Christopher Johnson. I don't have faith in Woody Johnson.
Right, none of them.
But words don't matter anymore.
I totally get it.
Winning matters.
Of course.
Eyes don't matter.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Bulging eyes don't matter.
Who cares
about
that?
Was it sort of humorous yesterday? Sure. A lot of people like to make memes and videos.
What is a meme, by the way?
A meme is like, it's like a short video. Oh, no, it's actually like a picture, and then they put, you know, some kind of topic of what he's looking for.
I see.
Something weird. Okay. Like, there's this video of him looking at a taco. With his eyes following
Gase?
It, Adam Gase. It's a
looking
fake video.
A taco.
Well, yeah, because his eyes were darting all over the place.
I see.
Is it funny? Sure. But at the end of the day, none of this matters. Everybody's making such a big deal about his eyes. Okay, he's got bug
eyes.
No,
I don't care. I could care less about that.
He looks nuts. I just want him to coach. And nothing that could have happened yesterday. I know you. Nothing that was going to happen
yesterday. They got to win.
Was going to excite you or me.
No, but I just
win.
It just seems that there's too much of a blasé attitude from the owner. I really mean it. And forget Gaze. I'm feeling better about the situation. I'll feel a lot better about it if they hired Greg Williams. Although, you know this deal. The longer it goes that it doesn't happen, it means it won't happen. You know how that
is. Well, I think Greg Williams is being smart. He's shopping himself.
Yeah,
he knows
so.
His value right now.
Well, they should pay him right now and get it done and make him the assistant head coach and let's go. I mean, Gaze has already said that the defensive coordinator is basically going to be the head coach of the defense.
Oh, yeah. He made that clear.
And he said that without any doubt.
I think that may have been the most interesting thing he said all day. That essentially I'm going to spend a lot of time with the quarterback.
Right.
He loves calling plays. It's his favorite thing to do. He loves it.
Right.
And that the defensive coordinator is basically the head coach of the defense.
Right. That's why you got to get a real big-time defensive coordinator in here.
That's why that decision may be
huge.
The most important decision they make in this entire offseason.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Getting the right guy
with you more.
Now, you'd like to hear that the head coach is the CEO. Even though Sean McVay is offensive-minded and he's got Wade Phillips, you'd like to think he cares about his defense. He makes some decisions regarding his defense. And I hope that Adam Gase becomes a guy that's all-encompassing as the head coach.
The one thing I will say, though, okay, and I've seen this, and I agree with that 100%, but I will say one thing. There has been examples where you had a guy who was the head coach who clearly ran the offense and a guy who was the defensive coordinator who clearly ran the defense, and it worked. I mean, you could go back to the 85 Bears with Mike Ditka and Buddy Ryan. You know, and you could even go look at Parcells and Belichick, because that's basically what happened.
No, and you could look at the Rams, too.
Right.
I mean, you're right about that.
Right. Wade Phillips and McVay.
Or even with Greg Williams, the New Orleans Saints with Sean Payton.
Right.
I'm not saying it can't work.
No,
I just thought it was interesting that he freely admitted that.
He did. He did.
These press conferences, you know, sometimes we remember certain things from it. So the Ben McAdoo press conference was all about his suit.
Yeah.
It was all about his suit.
Yeah,
everybody
he looked disheveled. I mean, he looked like a disheveled guy taking the job.
And after he got fired a year and a half in, a lot of people like to reference the suit. Mickey Callaway talked about loving everybody.
Right.
Rex Ryan was, we're going to win a Super Bowl.
Not
we're going to
kissing Belichick's rings.
Yeah, kissing Belichick. All that stuff. None of it matters.
It doesn't.
Really doesn't. So yesterday, as I'm sitting there in my car watching this thing, and I popped it up on my phone, yes, the eyes jumped out at me, jumps out at everybody, he's got buggy eyes. I kept thinking to myself, none of this matters. Get a defensive coordinator, get a roster, and win freaking games. Even the owner. Like, you wanted the owner to say different words, come across differently. I can't get on you for what you want him to hear, but it doesn't matter.
No, I know it does. In the grand scheme,
none
it doesn't
it does.
Matter. I understand that. One thing that was weird that Gaze said, they asked him what kind of coach he was, and he said, how did he say it? I'd like to be a player's coach, but he kind of said it that's up to the players to like me. Didn't he say that?
Yeah, something like that.
That was kind of a weird thing to say.
You know what the truth was? I tried to listen to everything he was asked. He didn't offer very much. You know, and there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, by the way.
No, that's fine.
I find myself like I'm going to end up defending Adam Gase today because the press conference is one thing I'm going to defend. I really am. I may not like the hire. I may think that his track record of being a quarterback savant is completely overrated, and I think it is. I really do.
Of course.
What's his resume?
I could be a quarterback savant with Peyton Manning.
Sure.
You know, that makes me laugh when I hear that.
And even with Jay Cutler and Ryan Tannehill, what the heck did he really do?
Yeah, nothing.
You know, Pat Shurmur is the head coach of the Giants. Pat Shurmur, to me, has a more impressive resume with quarterbacks. Having a career year out of Case Keenum is a big freaking deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive.
Sure.
And if you want to give him credit for the original Nick Foles instead of Chip Kelly, I don't know who you give credit to. It was Chip Kelly's offense. Maybe it was Pat Shurmur.
Right,
I don't know. But that's more impressive than saying, well, you know, guys, if you look at Jay Cutler's interception percentage one year, it was better. So that was a really good year from Cutler. Hey, Jay Cutler was a quarterback of a team that was in the NFC Championship game, okay? Let's not act like the 1 year Adam Gase had him, he was amazing.
Right.
With that said, that press conference yesterday was whatever.
Yeah, probably the most impressive thing that Gase has done is he got something out of Tim Tebow. I mean, he did do that.
Okay.
So I'll give him something for that.
And then Tebow never got another shot.
Right. He never got another shot. And you know, for a lot of different reasons, but whatever. But he never got another shot. The one thing I do like about Gase, and to me, one of the major, maybe the biggest problem that Todd Bowles had was he had no control over his team. There was no control. They ran amok on this guy. You saw it with, there was no discipline. You saw it with all the penalties they had, some of the stupid stuff that this team did.
Right.
And to me, that's, and they, all they would say is how much they love. It's not Coach Bowles. We love him, we love him, we love him, because they're running amok on a guy. You know, he lost the locker room his second year in as the coach, and not enough was made of that. So I do think that there's going to be much more discipline with Gaze.
Well, look,
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
They're very different. I mean, when you look at the Dolphins over the 3 years he was there, I'm going to give you some positives, because there are. They were not penalized very much.
Right.
It's one thing that we've ripped Todd Bowles for. The Jets were a heavily penalized
Terrible.
Team.
And stupid penalties, though.
Stupid penalties. I think Adam Gase may have lost his team at the end for different reasons than Todd Bowles, where the players really didn't like him. But it's a brand new environment. You hope he's learned from those mistakes. He said during the press conference he has. You write down a list of things.
Right.
He didn't say anything specifically. You hope he's learned from those mistakes.
We would have both felt a lot better about him, as we've said a million times, if he had been a coordinator for a couple of years after the Miami gig, and then they hired him.
Well, look, the history of this league shows you that benefits
That's
guys.
That's right.
It's not an elixir 100%, but it helps. I mean, how many guys failed in their first coaching job, immediately got another coaching job, and was good? Usually it takes a few years of learning.
It does.
I thought what was interesting is that, A, no one asked Mike Maccagnan anything.
Yeah, well, how come he didn't talk at all, did he?
Well, the press conference was very Mets-like in that it was short.
Right.
And there was not a lot of substance.
You know,
the one-on-ones is where you get more substance. Maccagnan was on with Mike, and here are a few things I learned from that. Number one, the structure of the organization is the same. They both report to the owner.
Okay, well, we knew that already.
We knew that already.
Right.
Number two, Mike Maccagnan is in charge of the 53, but as he said, in any good relationship, it would work this way. While he's in charge of the 53, he obviously wants the coach's input.
Right.
You know?
Of course.
So he said that.
As he should.
The whole idea about the coaching staff, and this is where I defend the Jets. If they're interviewing a college coach, if they're talking to Matt Rhule, and one of the interview questions to Coach Rhule is, hey, who would you hire for your coaching staff? And he gave answers, and you were like, oh, geez, really, you're going to hire these guys? None of them have NFL coaching experience. I think that's a strike against Matt Rhule.
Of course.
That doesn't mean the Jets are picking the coaches. It means we heard your answers. We don't love them.
Hey.
That's not a good grade for you.
Of course.
So, yeah, I think that a part of the interview is that you like what you're hearing. They made it seem Adam Gase is going to pick his coaching staff. And I think based on the fact that Gase said he wants a head coach for his defense, that he would want a defensive coordinator like a Greg Williams who has that experience.
It's a huge hire. The defensive coordinator hire is almost as important as the head coach hire. It's right there with it, especially with it, like what you're saying. If he says that this guy, and he's saying it, he's the head coach of the defense. So it's a huge hire for them.
You know, you look at the NFL today. I know it's all about quarterbacks. It's all about offense. It's all about scoring points. Look at the four teams that are remaining. No question. But defense matters.
Of course it does.
Because all four of these teams who are here played some pretty good defense in the divisional round.
Look at the Jets last year, how bad their defense was. Look how bad the Giant defense was. Giant defense was terrible. The Jet defense was terrible. You say whatever you want. You know, the New Orleans Saints, they play pretty damn good defense. After the Eagles put two touchdowns on the board on them early, they didn't score again. You know, that's about defense in my mind. I mean, right or wrong.
That's why.
Even the Chiefs, as good as the Chiefs' offense has been, we knew the Chiefs would put points on the board on Saturday.
Right.
They won that game because their defense was all over Andrew Luck.
They shut him down in the first half.
They shut him down.
I mean, think
about
it.
That's why they won the game.
They forced four consecutive three and outs to start the game.
Yeah.
Defense matters. And so, over the next few weeks, this decision that the Jets make, that Adam Gase makes on who the defensive coordinator is going to be monstrous. And then
monstrous.
And then the light shines to this general manager.
That's it.
Because he's got a lot of money to spend.
Yep. All
this
on
team
him.
Has plenty of holes
Third
to fix.
Third pick in the draft.
And so, and maybe I'm being too trusting and I shouldn't be. I don't need a mandate. I think we know that if they spend a lot of money and they bring in talent and they go 5-11, that garbage is not acceptable.
Well, of course. I'm just tired of hearing, because he did the same thing with Bowles. I'm just tired of hearing that, you know, it's like wins don't matter. You know, I mean, that's what bothers me when he said what he said yesterday. How many years with Bowles? Well, it doesn't matter what the record is. All we need
different.
Is improvement.
I think it's different now. And again, Joe, maybe I'm naive.
I hope you're right.
I just think it's different because they've got the quarterback.
Right,
and they're going to get talent. And if they don't, then it's not acceptable.
Yeah, well.
Then it's not acceptable for this general manager who still has a job. So I'm just using logic in saying that the Todd Bowles era is very different than this era because the bar has moved up.
Yeah, well, isn't it? Yeah, look.
Because you're right. For the last 2 years, it wasn't about winning because they were rebuilding. First, they were tanking for a quarterback. Then they had the rookie quarterback. Now, they've got the quarterback with
win.
A year experience.
Now they
got
to win.
And they're going to add a lot of talent. Yep.
No, now they have to win.
Of course they've got to win.
As I said before, Adam Gase had his honeymoon period in Florida. He went on his honeymoon in Florida for 3 years. Now he's in the real world, and now the honeymoon is over. He has to win now. There is no gray area in my mind. He's got to win now and, and sustain the win. And again, it's not just about winning this year because, like I said, every Jet head coach they've had since Parcells had a winning record his first year. It's about sustaining the winning.
100%.
Becoming a consistent playoff championship contender and, dare I say, winning a freaking Super Bowl.
That's what it's about.
That's it.
So have a good laugh about the eyes because it was funny. I get it. The memes are funny. The videos are funny. Al Dukes' songs are funny. Giannotti's comments are funny. It's all funny, but it all doesn't matter.
Nope.
It really doesn't.
Nope.
Just like Ben McAdoo's outfit didn't matter. Now, will it be mentioned if this all goes to hell? Will we get callers saying, I knew as soon as I saw those eyes?
Of course. Right.
That's fine.
Right.
I've always, what's funny? I've watched Adam Gase's post-game press conferences, not nearly as close as I've watched Jet or Giant press conferences. Wow. And I've noticed that he's got those eyes, those bug eyes, but never like this. I don't know if it was the lack of hat or what it was, but it really
they are kind of bugged out there.
He looked insane.
Yeah.
No, he did. Yeah,
no, I understand. He looks like the mad scientist is what he looks like.
I also have one question, and tell me if you can answer this. So you know how there are some athletes, not all, but some athletes who, when they're retired, kind of look down at the guys who never played. What do you know? You never played.
Well, we get that all the time.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. I mean, you want me to start listing the guys?
Well,
and I
give
won't
me
do
one
that.
For an example.
Well,
would you name as an example?
Oh God!
You had to pick one. Did you say Boomer?
Boomer
calls everybody narps.
Boomer is part of that. Okay. Yes.
My question is simple.
Oh, Al Leiter. Yeah.
Al Leiter's
you know
a
what?
Big
That's
one.
The guy. Al Leiter. Oh, my God. He might have been the worst ever.
Yeah, I think he may be up there.
Because
I think Boomer also does it with a smile.
Yeah, he does. He does.
What? And maybe this means nothing. I'm asking a question, right? Adam Gase didn't play football.
Right.
He stopped in high school because, according to him, he was terrible.
Right.
So his football experience goes as deep as Greg Giannotti's, right?
Yeah, right.
That's not a knock on G.
Right.
G play, that's it. So will players have a tough time respecting him the way these former athletes, what do you know, you never played? Well, did Adam Gase really play? Is that going to be a problem, or is it okay? I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I mean, I know
curious.
Belichick played in college or wherever he played, but, he wasn't like an All-American at, LSU. You know what I mean?
No, but playing in college is very different than playing in high school. I played baseball in high school. What does that mean?
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
I'm just curious because we've heard so much about that over the years. Whether it's to us or others, well, what do you know you didn't play? I'm just saying, Adam Gase, based on that level, didn't play.
Right.
I mean,
no, I understand.
Ernie played baseball in high school, right? So did I. So we have the same kind of sports experience playing-wise as Adam Gase.
Right.
Now, I don't walk around thinking I'm an athlete, that's for sure.
No, of course.
Neither does Ernie.
I certainly don't.
Right. So I'm just curious if the bar remains the same with Gase as it is with everybody else who didn't play.
Well, look. The key to Gase is going to be he's going to run you. He's got to get this quarterback to where we want him to be. I mean, I think that's the best. And the one thing I think this is something about this quarterback because we all know the kind of guy Gase is. It seems that he's going to be a disciplinarian, that kind of guy, which I'm all for, by the way. But Sam Darnold to me doesn't have that. Like if it was Baker Mayfield, you wonder if a guy like Gase and Mayfield would clash.
Sure.
Because Mayfield is this fiery guy, and that's how he. This kid looks like he's a sponge. He just wants to learn and learn and learn.
And that's why I agree with you, and that's why I think that Sam Darnold was going to put the stamp of approval on anybody they put in front of him.
Yep.
I mean, they could have
right
put anybody
that.
In front of him,
right.
And they could have done their FaceTime at 2 o'clock in the morning. And Sam Darnold doesn't seem like he's the personality where he's going to say, Christopher, I think this guy's a real jackass.
Right.
I'd rather be my coach.
Right, that's right.
Maybe Baker Mayfield would do that.
I think he probably would.
Maybe Josh Rosen would do that.
Maybe, too.
So I don't take that much out of, Sam and Adam Gase, they FaceTimed and it was great. I think Sam was going to be good with anybody because of what you said. I think Sam is a sponge. I think he wants to learn.
Yep.
I think he wants to get better.
Yep.
And look, as negative as you and I both were about this hire, and I still am, I'm very excited about the future. Yeah, they've got a quarterback, I think, and they have the ability with some smart moves
to
putting a really good roster around them, so let's go.
And as I said, I'll feel a lot better if they get if they hire Greg Williams, I'm going to feel a lot better. Because if they don't hire Greg Williams, well, who's going to be the defensive coordinator? Who is that guy?
I don't know. I do not know.
You know, and to me, that is a monstrous hire.
Yeah, maybe you get Rex to leave ESPN.
Yeah, that's fine.
Make him DC.
That certainly would not work.
No, I know. We'll come back. We'll get your calls at 877-337-6666.
Oh, here it is. Oh, by the way, it was handed to me. Here's the line. I didn't see this in front of me. Here's what Gay said. I wish I could say I'm a player's coach, but you never know. It's really how these players feel about me. I have a certain way I feel about things.
All right.
That's a very interesting comment.
That's all right. That's
fine. I'm just saying, it's just interesting.
Yeah. I don't think anything from yesterday is causing me depression or glee.
Oh, no, not depressed.
It's very difficult.
The owner does bother me, though, I have to say. He does bother me.
I think the owner was going to bother you no matter what he said.
Maybe.
I really don't think that was anything. I mean, if he came out and said, we better win the Super Bowl now.
I'd feel better.
Yeah, I just don't think he'd ever say that.
Well, obviously.
If you look at the history of New York press conferences, very rarely, in my opinion, and maybe my bar is different, can you lose a press conference.
Oh,
the only time I think it was lost was Bobby Bonilla. Because Bobby Bonilla is basically threatening the media.
I'll show you the Bronx.
I'll show you the Bronx.
You never wiped a smile off my face.
Yeah.
That's an all-timer.
I mean, when you challenge.
But who's smarter than Bobby Bonilla, who's getting paid for life?
Guy's brilliant.
You know, like you win the lottery, that thing they have, like you get paid for life, right. The lottery. That's what Bobby Bonilla got.
No, it worked out well
for him. Who's smarter than him?
Worked out well for him.
Right.
Oh, so good for Bobby. But he's the only guy where I can really say, boy, he lost that press conference.
Right.
That was a brutal one. I'll get your calls coming up. And Ingo and Roberts here in the midday till CMB at 1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.